that you have to peel the onion back to actually find out, you know, what's really going on.
Tommy McClam is director of Say Yes Buffalo's Boys and Men of Color. He tells WBFO News he's not surprised by results of this report because it's a nationwide problem. Still, Buffalo schools suspend black students at the highest rate of any of the big five districts in the state. We asked McClam about the equity of these suspensions.
We have to get to a place where it's equitable across the board. We're not asking the question, is a young person of color or not of color? But it should be, when we looked at the stats should be the same across the board. And when we start seeing the stats the same across the board, at that point, we know we're at least getting closer to the mark.
The report noted nearly one-fifth of all black students in Buffalo public schools have been suspended at least once. McClam says most of the suspension problem in the Buffalo City schools is a result of fighting.
I have one young person who actually said to me, he says, okay, we have a detention room and we have suspensions, but no prevention room. There's no room where maybe today, I know it's a difficult day because today, you know, I may have lost my best friend to a gunshot or something of that nature.
In the Niagara Falls City School District, suspension rates for black students are in the top five for the entire state. However, Falls School Superintendent Mark Lurie tells WBFO News more and more students are being suspended for drugs.
I'm seeing this year a decrease in physical violence, but a real uptick in possession of drugs. There's an uptick in the use of marijuana and other tobacco-related substances, not really prescription drugs.
Among the 7,000 Falls City School students, about 36% are black, 24% represent other races. Lori says they need more teachers who look like the students they're teaching. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.